I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There are a few gardening chores that break your heart. I know I hate removing self-sown annual flowers and snipping off pepper flowers on young plants, but I mostly cringe at thinning our fruit trees. We work hard to grow a fruit tree to a mature fruiting stage, so removing any fruits seems like a crime. But thinning fruits is essential, and you should do it now. Apples, pears, plums, and peaches all tend to set more fruit than they can support. Some of the fruit naturally falls off the tree during the June drop, but even so, there often is more fruit on the tree than it can reasonably carry. So why thin? Thinning fruit trees is critical to good quality fruit and to discourage alternate bearing. Alternate bearing is when a fruit tree produces a ton of fruit one year, then little or no fruit the next, and then lots of fruit in subsequent years. Two ways to reduce alternate bearing is to prune properly and to thin excess fruits yearly. Too many fruits can also be too heavy for the branches. I've seen many a peach branch on the ground because it was loaded with fruit. And too many fruits creates small size fruits and encourages disease. So let's thin. Thin fruits when they're the size of a quarter. Thin apples and pears to 8 inches apart, peaches to 6 inches apart, and plums to 4 inches apart. Cherries generally don't need thinning. Simply snap off the young fruits with your fingers and collect them. Don't just let them drop on the ground because they may harbor diseases. And now for this week's tip. To keep flower containers, hanging baskets, and railing planters healthy, remember to fertilize regularly. You can use a time-release granular organic fertilizer that releases nutrients every time you water. However, it might still be a good idea to supplement that fertilizer with a liquid organic fertilizer, such as worm tea or fish emulsion, to perk up struggling plants. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about canna lilies. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.